Hideo Kojima has been a standard bearer for the very best that the gaming medium has to offer, and has inspired many into creating a mature art form.
That guy, like, he's such a genius, and I'm just doing whatever he says, you know, and he's like, we're gonna make people cry. And I'm like, for a video game? And he's like, yep.
What, because Kojima is the master, he's the Kasparov of video games.
And then he goes, and I go, playing me? And he goes, no, they'll be you.
It's not, obviously, it's not story-driven in the sense that we go from A to Z, like we do in a film. It is out of time, out of space. It is in the moment. So I think the opportunity of doing things we've never done before could be very interesting.
He is to gaming in many ways what Cameron or Spielberg are to filmmaking. His absolute passion for perfection and his narrative ambition and scope. There is nothing in his stories that he does not love and feel strongly about. You can see strands of action, strands of manga, anime, tokusatsu, epics, and existential philosophy. He believes, as I do, that we must cherish this medium, not only for the entertainment possibilities, but for its artistic ones. We both believe that these things, these strands of pop culture, are actually keys to the mythology of our century. He proves that an altruistic voice and vision can sing loud and clear above the din of sameness, and that an individual with conviction and faith can manage anything through hard work.
It is my great pleasure to introduce a creator, an innovator, and an awesome dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Hideo Kojima!
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 55 of Death Stranding Podcast. It is Sunday, the 2nd of June, and there are 8 days to E3, 79 days to Gamescom, 154 days to Paris Games Week, and 159 days to the game's release on November 8th, 2019. Today we're going to be covering Death Stranding's release, minute 2 of the release date trailer, and we're also going to be discussing do we have enough info to know what Death Stranding is at this point with the reveals that we've had. But before we begin, I'd like to thank all of our patrons in the live chat right now. Looking forward to seeing and discussing your comments throughout the show today. And for anyone listening or watching for the first time, welcome. And this is the longest running and so far only weekly podcast dedicated to Death Stranding, the upcoming title from Hideo Kojima and Kojima Productions. As well as news, analysis, and discussion on the game itself, this podcast also covers Mr. Kojima's many and varied influences, everything from literature to film, poetry, art, series, and more. My mission is to showcase and celebrate just how culturally, intellectually, artistically, and philosophically enriching and eclectic Mr. Kojima's work truly is, leading up to and following the game's eventual release. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and several other podcast services by searching for Death Stranding Podcast, as well as here on YouTube, where it's recorded live every Sunday at 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The live chat is a Patreon-exclusive perk where Patreon, where private YouTube URLs are actually sent to members on all IAV Studio Patreon tiers shortly before recording, so they can submit questions, theories, and more, and actually be a part of the show. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Tumblr as Death Stranding Podcast, as well as Twitter as Death Strand Pod. We also have Discord and Slack channels that you can find in the description of every episode. And you can also email us or send a voicemail as an MP3 attachment to deathstrandingpodcast@gmail.com to be featured on the show. And lastly, Death Stranding Podcast is free. However, if you'd like to support the show and help it grow, you can become a patron over at patreon.com/IAV, which grants you access to exclusive content and actually lets you join the show itself live as it is being recorded, as mentioned before. We'd seriously appreciate your help. With that regular rundown out of the way, let's get the show started. So let us begin with this week's poll, which I'm posting every week on the YouTube shortly before the episode goes live. So let us have a look at what we have turned out. And the question was, who is your favorite new Death Stranding character? And last time I checked, there was a very clear
front runner, but we will see now as my link is opening on my a little bit slow laptop. We'll be able to see who won. Last time I checked, it was actually Tommy Earl Jenkins as Dead Man, but here we go. So yes, sorry, as Die Hard Man, and in fact, that is the truth. Die Hard Man, here we go. I'm zooming in right now for you all. There you go. Who's your favorite Death Stranding character? There you go. So that is Die Hard Man, played by Tommy Lee Jenkins, followed by Hartman, played by Nicholas Winding Refn, and followed by Higgs, Troy Baker, and then Margaret Qualley, who plays Mama, and then last is Amelie Lindsay Wagner. Now, Amelie was actually in the lead earlier, so that was really cool to see. Let's jump into the comments, see what we're looking at here. Congratulations on 20K subscribers. Thank you, Floyd. And Higgs all the way. Mama is a close second. Loving both of your comments, liking them both, and replying to both. Hello, Floyd. Thanks so much, my friend. Here you go. And as you know, this podcast is edited down for the viewers later on and listeners later on podcast services. So I'm just saying hi to them both. Nice choice, St. Jube. Are you in the chat right now? There you go. Excellent. Just to send that out to people. So that's kind of cool to see people jumping in on that, which is lovely to see the community participation. Okie dokie, which brings us after the poll. Actually, a little bit of speculation on Tommy Lee Jenkins' character. I'm very curious about his mask, which I'm wondering what kind of purpose it actually serves. So very curious. So I'm wondering what... okay, so there you go. Floyd, why so many links and I've turned my volume off? That's all good. Yeah, I had to send a few because there were some technical difficulties, Floyd. So there you go. But I'm glad you managed to join and it's so good to see you there. Floyd, also known as Interactive Artistry Fan on Instagram as well. So welcome, my friend. So let's roll into this week's news, as well as the release date being revealed just in general and how that news is amazing. We have a few articles here from CNN and NewsAU and also Newsweek. But just to wrap up my thoughts, because I'm jumping around a bit on Tommy Earl Jenkins, just from the get-go, I've thought actually about his mask and what purpose that could serve. We have the Ludens there, obviously. The fact that it moves makes it feel less like something where it's sort of like a life support device and more something just to cover up a scar. The movement of the mask makes it very interesting and makes you kind of wonder, like, what's going on there. So I'm very curious to see what that ends up being the case. Figured I'd put that out there for people to kind of speculate upon in the comments or later when you're listening back to this on podcast services. Okay, so let's go into our first news item, which is A Crazy Adventure Game by CNN. So we're going to open that up and we're going to have a look at what we have here. Excellent. Terrific. Okay, so Death Stranding promises to be a batshit crazy adventure game. There you go. By CNN, this is via Ryan Smith. Death Stranding is a batshit crazy action-adventure game that straddles the line between this world and the next. Created by Metal Gear Solid Superstar. Oh, let's cut that off. Da-da-da-da. Created by Metal Gear Solid Superstar game designer Hideo Kojima, Death Stranding pits players against all sorts of weird and wacky foes in a post-apocalyptic experience with a twist. Kojima Productions recently released the latest trailer for the upcoming release, and it's pretty substantial, so strap yourself in. The trailer leaves more questions than it answers. If you weren't creeped out before, you sure will be now. With ghostly figures known as BTs and the chest-strapped bridge babies you use to locate them, it's anything other than a day in the office for regular gamers. The basic premise of this otherworldly game revolves around Sam Bridges, who appears to be nothing other than a glorified mailman. Sam must deliver his precious cargo between isolated cities and reconnect fragmented societies in the new world. The massive open world means players will have to come to terms with the complex environment, material enemies, the undead slash half-dead slash dying slash reincarnating slash take your pick creatures, and who knows what else. The weird bridge baby contraption that allows Sam to observe ghosts in Death Stranding is displayed. So it's just a picture of a bridge baby there, which is awesome. I actually really love the bridge babies, and I'm really looking forward to that collector's edition. I had a word with Ray about... being able to display it around the house, and she's like, that's horrible and really, really spooky, so I'll just probably keep it in the box. I'm just voting with my money, though. I just want to sort of support Kojima, right? So the trailer has so many holes in its plot, it's ridiculously frustrating. Well, yeah, speak for yourself. And that's the point. Exactly. See, this contributor doesn't have a PlayStation, but he may want to borrow one just to figure out where all this mystery leads. So a little pause here. I love that. I love that we're seeing people, you know, express frustration, but then also express intrigue in the same breath, which is really cool to see. So really, really nifty. Okay, so let's have a look at the chat, see how people are. Okay. Good to see you, Floyd. Good to see you, Floyd. So let's crack on. So death is not the end, my friend. Kojima pioneered stealth mechanics in gaming with the Metal Gear franchise. The latest footage suggests he'll be bringing a nice range of elements to Death Stranding, including puzzles, combat, and of course, shadow tactics. In fact, it appears that dying in-game is an integral part of the story and one you cannot escape from. As a previous version of the official site stated, you'll find yourself in an upside-down realm, searching for a way back to the living. That's a refreshing break from a long-established tradition where staying alive at all costs is usually the norm. It remains to be seen how that mechanic will function, though. In the meantime, Kojima's official tweet on the trailer is revealing to some serious fans, right? So, yeah, and I've read that statement before, but I may as well read it again, because it's a very beautiful statement, and it's one I happen to agree with. So, as soon as the page loads up, we should be good to go. The laptop slows down when I'm streaming from the screen, poor thing. Okie dokie. So people have built walls and become accustomed to living in isolation. Death Stranding is a completely new type of action game. Oh, it's not letting me read. Yeah, everything's slowing down because it's just... That's okay. That's okay. That's what editing is for, my friends. That is what editing is for. There we go. Excellent. Okay, so the irony of Death Stranding's message. Japan has a rich culture steeped in spiritual tradition that embraces the modern. It's clear that Kojima is using his wealth of experience and cultural background to send a very personal message to his audience. As his tweet further reveals, people have built walls and become accustomed to living in isolation. Through your experience playing the game, I hope you'll come to us to understand the true importance of forging connections with others. Nobody can deny the importance of this statement. But in a world where loneliness has risen to epidemic proportions, you can't help but observe the irony in this message. In his message, video games draw people together from all walks of life and digital communities who will spend hours slash days engaging in speculation and fanfare online. What many gamers won't do, however, is go outside, sit in the sun, and just engage with their fellow human beings. No amount of screen time will fix that. Let's hope his fans get the message. Tomorrow is in your hands, gamers, though you'll still have to wait until November 8th until the game is released. Death Stranding will only be available for the PS4. There you go. So, and if I'm going to leave my reaction here, I'm going to go extremely happy. Yeah, excellent. Well, that's a really cool ability to vote, CNN. I'm really happy about that. Okay, so that's our first news item. Let's go on to our next one. It's called Everyone is Buzzing, and it's from news.com.au, which is our own Australian network here. So hopefully the blaring of my laptop struggling isn't disrupting the audio too much. I think we should be fine, though. Okie dokie, so news.com.au, there is huge buzz around Death Stranding. It's a safe bet we're going to hear a lot more discussion around this title as we get closer to launch day later this year. And there's a picture of, we have Lea Seydoux's character, Fragile, and Sam's, played by Norman Reedus there in the picture. It's not common for there to be plenty of buzz about a game that no one can describe, but that is exactly what is happening with the upcoming PlayStation 4 exclusive Death Stranding. The game, being helmed by famed auteur Hideo Kojima, is set for release on November 8th and stars actors Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen in a science fiction setting, and it looks very strange. I'm not joking when I say that pretty much literally all anyone can say for certain about the game, which has its release date confirmed. I'm pretty sure that that's everything that you can say about the game, which has its release date confirmed earlier this week in a teaser trailer. First announced at E3 2017, oh, it's got 2017 and 2016, it's actually E3 2016, pretty much every trailer and teaser relating to Death Stranding has left every gamer on the planet collectively asking, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Featuring as it does such bizarre elements as a baby in a chest-mounted capsule, some kind of ghost-seeking radar, and science fiction tech, and World War I trench warfare. It's safe to say that even with the latest trailer, most of us are still no closer to understanding what Death Stranding is about. Sony has only issued a brief blurb from the game. In Death Stranding, play as Sam, Player Sam Bridges and traverse a ravaged nation to reconnect a fractured society and save mankind from the brink of extinction. Extinction, one step at a time. There we go. Oh, fantastic images that I'm seeing here. Mr. Kojima shared some of his insights as game director in a post on the PlayStation blog, which illuminated some of the game's philosophy, but still didn't really explain what the plot is. We'll be looking at that blog post as well. Death Stranding is a completely new type of action game, where the goal of the player is to reconnect isolated cities and a fragmented society. It is created so that all the elements, including the story and gameplay, are bound together by the theme of the strand, or connection. As Sam Porter Bridges, you will attempt to bridge the divides in society, and in doing so, create a new bonds or strands with other players around the globe. Through your experience playing the game, I hope you'll come to understand the true importance of forging connections with others. Given the wide scope of interpretation the game reveals to date have offered, it's a safe bet we're going to hear a lot more discussion around this title as we get closer to launch day later this year, which is exactly what the Stranding podcast is all about. So that's our second news item there. So our third news item comes from Newsweek, and it is the cast rundown. And I'm going to be just riffing on all of these after we've read this one through. And also the blog post as well is very important that we read through that too. So, gaming. Death Stranding cast revealed. A 70s TV icon. James Bond veterans and more. I'll take that again. Editing! Okay. Death Stranding cast revealed. A 70s TV icon, James Bond veterans, and more. By Andrew Whalen on the 5th of... on May 5th. By Andrew Whalen on the 29th of May at 5:02 p.m. EDT. So Andrew... I'll go, no thanks for that. So Andrew continues. So Andrew writes, the full cast of the upcoming PlayStation 4 video game Death Stranding was on display in the release date reveal trailer that premiered on Wednesday. The first game from Metal Gear creator Hideo Kojima since his split with Konami, Death Stranding stars Norman Reedus as Sam, a man trying to put the world back together amid reality-bending chaos. Reedus is joined by a robust cast, including a 70s television icon, multiple James Bond series veterans, and even an Academy Award-winning director. People have built walls and become accustomed to living in isolation, Kojima wrote in a social media post tied to the trailer's release. So I've read this description before about the game being having the theme of strands and being about connecting with others. Let's continue here. So Norman Reedus plays Sam. The main character of Death Stranding, Sam, is played by Norman Reedus. After his debut in the Guillermo del Toro movie Mimic, Reedus starred in The Boondock Saints and played a supporting character in a stream of movies through the late 90s and early 2000s, returning to collaborate with del Toro in Blade 2. Since 2010, he has played Daryl Dixon, the longest surviving character on The Walking Dead. Excellent there. Nice photo with him and Kojima-san. Fantastic. Terrific. So Reedus' starring role in Death Stranding was part of Kojima's original announcement during the Sony press conference at E3 2016. So his involvement with the project has been extensive. The concept is so mind-blowing because it's not like kill everybody and win the game, it's a connecting thing, Reedus told the BNH podcast in January. There's elements of social media in it. The idea is that you have so many games and so many parts of millennial culture is about being alone in a room, and you lose physical contact with people. This is after that, and the reestablishing of that physical contact. So we have yet to see how that's going to manifest in Death Stranding. So, Mads Mikkelsen as Cliff. There, we've got a nice gif there going of Cliff. A gif of Cliff. Can I zoom out any further? I think that's about it. There we go. Excellent. So let's put that in. There we go. Excellent. Terrific. And I'll just keep reading here. Sorry, folks. In the Death Stranding release date reveal trailer, Mads Mikkelsen's Cliff looks like one of the most dangerous characters in the game and likely an antagonist to Sam. He appears to lead an undead army at one point in the trailer. We introduced the names of several previously revealed characters. Amélie, Fragile, I just said Fragile because she's French, sorry. Fragile, Cliff, and Deadman. These images have been updated to coincide with the trailer. Excellent, fantastic. Mikkelsen starred in the NBC series Hannibal, playing the titular cannibal, Dr. Hannibal Lecter. He's also appeared in movies including The Hunt, Doctor Strange, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and as the villain Le Chiffre in Casino Royale opposite Daniel Craig's James Bond. So this is Leia Seydoux as Fragile. Here we go. After a brief appearance in 2009's Inglourious Basterds, French actor Leia Seydoux began appearing in American movies, including Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, The Grand Budapest Hotel, and Spectre, making her the second Bond veteran to pop up in the Death Stranding cast. In 2013, Seydoux won the Palme d'Or at the 2013 Cannes Film Festival for her performance in Blue is the Warmest Color. She is the voice and motion capture performance for the Death Stranding character Fragile. Margaret Qualley as Mama. There she is right there. Cool to have the GIF going there. I'll go a bit further. Really like these GIFs, they're really cool. Qualley plays a character named Mama in Death Stranding. She's previously appeared in The Nice Guys and Death Note and will appear in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She also played Jill Garvey on The Leftovers. Guillermo del Toro as Deadman, a special appearance. Two of the cast members, including movie director Guillermo del Toro, are credited in the extended Death Stranding trailer making a special appearance. Del Toro is the Academy Award-winning director of Hellboy, The Shape of Water, Crimson Peak, and Pan's Labyrinth. He plays a character named Deadman. "I'm involved as a character," Del Toro told IGN in 2017. "Kojima-san called me and said, 'I want you to be a character in the game.' And I said, 'Gladly.' He's discussed his ideas so that I could understand the character, but other than that, I'm not involved creatively at all." Nicholas Winding Refn as Harshman, a special appearance. There he is right there. Cool little gif. Refn is the director of Drive, Only God Forgives, The Neon Demon, and Valhalla Rising, which starred fellow Death Stranding cast members Mads Mikkelsen. He will appear as Hartman in Death Stranding, just as Kojima will appear in Refn's upcoming TV series, Too Old to Die Young. There we go, Tommy Earl Jenkins, voted number one character from Death Stranding podcast by the very first Death Stranding podcast poll live on YouTube, which we mentioned earlier. Excellent. Jenkins is a veteran stage actor and has appeared in TV series like Law & Order True Crime, How to Get Away with Murder, and General Hospital. Jenkins has previously voiced video game characters in Warcraft, Guild Wars 2, and Pillars of Eternity 2. In Death Stranding, he plays a masked character called Die Hard Man. There we go. Excellent. Troy Baker as Higgs. There we go. Love the gif. Upside down whale and everything. Baker is a voice many gamers will recognize. Baker played Joel in The Last of Us, Booker DeWitt in Bioshock Infinite, Sam Drake in Uncharted 4, Pagan Min in Far Cry 4, and Kanji Tatsumi in Persona 4. He's also contributed vocal performances to numerous cartoons and anime, including One Piece, Bleach, and Naruto Shippuden. Lindsay Wagner as Amelie. There she is. Wagner starred in the 1970s science fiction series The Bionic Woman and appeared on numerous other TV series, including Night Gallery, The Rockford Files, Alfred Hitchcock... I'll just add that again. Why not? Wagner starred in the 1970s science fiction series The Bionic Woman and appeared on numerous other TV series, including Night Gallery, The Rockford Files, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Warehouse 13, and Grey's Anatomy. She has also appeared in movies, including Nighthawks and The Paper Chase. After the release of the Death Stranding trailer, we now know that the cast of characters and who played them. But with something as cryptic as Death Stranding, it remains to be seen how they will all fit together. Death Stranding is out on PS4 on November 8th. Awesome, folks. Well, interesting to see all of these major news outlets getting onto sort of into the discussion, which makes me very happy. And I love to see as many outlets reporting and discussing Death Stranding as possible, because I think it's going to bleed out into the real world in some way. I don't think we've quite seen the full extent. I mean, the smoking gun is what Reedus said about the involvement of the real world and physical contact. So I'm almost like 90% sure there's going to be some geolocation app-based activity where you'll be able to go around the world and pick up certain things from inside the games. Maybe it's actually like, bridges, kind of like carry cases or something. There's going to be something related to the real world, because that is just how Kojima's mind works. I'm certain that that's going to happen. And it's going to be an unrevealed thing, because Kojima does not reveal everything ahead of time. So there you go. Rightio, folks. So without further ado, let us transfer to this week's analysis. Terrific. Okay, so we are looking at minute 2 of trailer 5, and let's jump into that right now. Terrific. poor, struggling laptop, which I have to buy a replacement for very soon. Poor laptop. But that is also the power of editing as well, because you won't be hearing any of this at all. Here we go. So, minute two. Scrolling to minute two, and we're going to do this. Excellent. Now I'm going to see if I can bring this chat up a bit further. That's as far as that'll go. Excellent. And that seems to be, yeah, I seem to be able to do that, which is fantastic.
Together, you can have us
connected. And one more screen size reduction, which will allow me to see the whole thing, hopefully. There you go. And we're going to go one more bigger than that. And all of this will be edited out because I care about you guys. There we go. Settings. Let's go 360. Let's go to 1080p at least. Screen capture just to see the madness that's happening right now, having all these things up and running. Awesome. Okie dokie. Fantastic. So for this, I'm going to be closing, just minimizing one of these screens just so I can get a bit more size happening with the thing, which will allow the window to be a bit bigger, make the editing a bit easier. Okay, fantastic. And we're going to go actually pretty slowly on these. So we're going to be doing playback speed 0.25. That's what we do here. So we are at exactly 1 minute, and it is the bird on the ground, sad, poor little thing. I'm going to go from there. So, and we're going to pause whenever we want to, right there. Excellent. Now, with this here, we see, I mean, okay, the blink transition is awesome. Now, just in the, we'll just go back 5 seconds. Cool. The variety that we're seeing just in this frame is incredible. They have really paid attention to just taking, I think that one of the subtle things that Death Stranding is doing that is very few people are actually, I don't think many people are talking about it, but environmental detail, I think it's going to take whatever award is out there for like just ability to render really like varied, interesting, and realistic, most importantly, not video gamey looking. Because even Horizon Zero Dawn had some like huge environments, but it was also like huge, like and very and a little bit stylized. But with this, I just think just the amount that we're seeing that is just so photoreal and realistic is just incredible. So let's press on. And I was hearing that like all of those feathers and everything were like key animated, and that would have taken someone a team of people to probably do over a month or so. So just that beautiful little moment there. So here we have Bridget or Amelie, which is curious because there is some discussion whether or not it is that they're one and the same character. I believe they are. I believe there's a Timefall situation that's happened because introducing Timefall would be an interesting idea that, you know, maybe she dove in and sacrificed herself to be able to close some door or something for some civilians, and she exposed herself to the Timefall, and that's why she's suffering Timefall sickness. So I don't think it's an old age thing and that there's a flashback thing to a younger Amelie. I think that there's something to be said there, and a lot of people are assuming she's Norman Reedus' mother, but we don't have any official confirmation of that either, because otherwise we would have heard of that from Kojima. So, very interesting. I can zoom in a little bit here for you. Okay, not noticing anything in particular regarding, you know, little Easter eggs of patterns or anything, so that should be fine. But in the meantime, it's extremely well rendered. It actually reminds me of the, such a beautiful woman, even if she's, beauty is timeless, folks. That's how it is. These patterns are cool as well. So nothing really in here. You don't want to just like squeeze things past what they're meant to be. So there you go. Does that snap back to that magnification level? It does, which is really handy for zooming in and such. Okay, fantastic. So, I'd be very curious to see what you guys think of the of Lindsay Wagner's character here. And I think we've got someone else who's joined the chat because I see two people there. And I'm going to swap some windows around so that I can actually see them and say hello. Can I share the chat is the question on here. Live chat. Excellent. Cool. Awesome. Hey, St. Jube, how are we doing? Good to see you, my friend. Very good to have you in the chat. Feel free to submit anything you like, my friend. Welcome. Sorry about sending the multiple links out. That sucks. By the way, all of this, as I've said before elsewhere, it will be edited down, so you're fine. Like, it's going to be fine. So feel free to shoot the breeze, because however long we record, this will be nicely edited down. And if you have any questions, feel free to field them. I'll be able to see them there on the live chat right there. So, which is really cool that I can actually scroll all the way up and down. That's really, really handy. I love that I can use the actual thing. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, St. Jube. Awesome. So I'm going to crack on. So we're actually at minute 106 on the actual trailer from Kojima Production, so that you can see, you can follow along. So because I'm sure at the moment all you can see is just my face on YouTube, but because I refuse to figure out OBS because it is a devil, and I really think we should be at that stage now where we can press a button and have a floating window of another video that we want to react to and have it all easy and intuitive. So OBS, I don't like it. There we go. Let's bring some light into the life, into our world. Fantastic. Awesome. So let's crack on. So, St. Jube, we just finished talking about this shot of Lindsay Wagner, and we were speculating about her connection to Amélie and her connection to, whether or not it's the same person. I've posited my theory that it's just a different, it's the same character, but Amélie, I think, heroically did some timefall ninja stuff where she jumped into some timefall to be able to rescue some people, and that she's sort of suffering for that reason there. I think Lindsay would find that as a very appealing character direction to take. So definitely really, really keen to see definitely really keen to see whether or not that transpires in the story itself. So let's press on though. So going at 0.25 speed on YouTube. Here we go. Going super granular, fantastic animations as always, and a transition out with the blink as well. So we've seen Kojima actually have these glasses. He's worn them in social media recently, which is really cool. I want to point out to you guys my excitement. This is a little idiosyncrasy. My excitement for the next generation. See this little here? It is so subtle that most people won't notice or care, but this is ever so slight polygonizing of this curve, shape here, right? What we're going to see, folks, with PlayStation 5 is just the elimination of that finally. We're just going to have flush. There's going to be no segments and no... So it's. I'm really looking forward to that. On no level will we see any kind of segmentation. So that's just me privately taking a little bit of a next-gen... It's like my most excited thing. I posted about it on Instagram. Anyway, so back to it. We're going to go 0.25 speed on this one here. These glasses are very interesting. I wonder if they're simply just, normal, sort of like just for driving, maybe because the bike might kick up some fire, some timefall kind of like vapor or something. Maybe he has to protect his eyes from that, but otherwise that would make no sense because he doesn't have any facial protection there. I actually find his ability to avoid timefall, even because I go for giant walks, and even if I have the craziest of boots on, and they're like as in like insulated and everything, I still need to be careful about having water seep in. So I wonder about whether timefall is only active when it's falling. I think that might be something that's introduced in the plot, is that timefall that is static, that is caught in a glass, like you could technically drink timefall water once it's hit the ground or once it's in a body of water, but as it's hitting, that's just speculation. We shall see what happens there. So let us press on. That's him getting out of there, getting out of Dodge. Now, here we go. So this symbol here, if I'm not mistaken, is actually I believe it's like a Greek symbol of the three legs. I'll bring up a picture of it now, but it's a cool to see it sort of represented here in this way. It's a very subtle. You have to, again, you know, Kojima really loves, really does. Kojima's material really rewards close viewing and close examination for these little Easter eggs. So I will bring up that symbol in editing. So that we can actually, why not? We have this ability, may as well do it all at once. Three-legged symbol. Let's have a look. There we are, the Triskelion. Actually, I'll bring this up. So, the Triskelion, or Triskele from the Greek three-legged, is a symbol consisting of three bent human legs, or more generally, three interlocked spirals, joined in such a way that the overall emblem has a threefold rotational symmetry, but no reflection symmetries. Okay, we have our first little hint there, no reflection, right? So there's a little nod there to chirality, which is when objects can't reflect each other. Very interesting there. So we're on the Wikipedia thing here. The flag of Sicily featuring the revived Triancria. That's the symbol, actually. I remember it from my Italian days. Geometrically simple triskelion of radial lines joined to arcs of an enclosing circle. Very beautiful symbol, especially when it's stylized. And the triskelion also has a modern form of the triple spiral symbol based on carvings found at Neuranga Tomb, Ireland, with three double spirals. Very, very interesting. And obviously you also have the Japanese mon, the three tomoe clockwise, which is that the symbol that you see on the taiko drums there. All these different variations of that. The AWB triskelion of three sevens, that's very interesting. So there you go. It's just a symbol there. I believe the origin is Greek, it seems. So very interesting little touch there. Figured I'd share that with you. And let us continue. Raven. There we go. So very subtle, but let's go back so that we can spot that. So Porter on his arm, and right there, we have Raven, or Ravain, as a symbol there. It's interesting because we see these raven-like creatures or these birds up in the air, so that's, I don't know if there's a little reference there, but Ravain, or Ravien. So let's do a little search for Ravain, shall we? Ravain name. Let's see if that means anything. Let's do this. Ravain, name meaning. Okay, so it's a known, I mean, sometimes it just sort of does that. Yeah, it may be, it could be Raven. But ravens, you know, they have a lot of symbolism tied into death, and Death Stranding kind of works there. So, yeah, that doesn't look like it's helping us at all. But still fascinating nonetheless because of all the appearances of the ravens. So very, very cool. Let's see if we've got any comments there. Okay, Senju. All right, so sorry about that. I saw a comment pointing that Amelie spells out Amali, which is very Kojima-esque. Amelulalilulalo, if I see what you mean. I, for some reason, can see her playing a Rose-type character from Metal Gear Solid 2. I pre-ordered the special edition, by the way. Fantastic. Happy for you, man. Special edition. Let's do this. So for Rose, a very similar character to Rose from... oh, sorry about that. I have to learn to pose things a bit better. Yes, yeah, sorry. Less precariously. So if she's sort of an operator, like a fellow operative, if that's what you mean. I am a lie. Ooh, I see what you mean. Oh, okay. Right, makes sense. Now that's very interesting, dude. That's very interesting. So let's bring up, just so that I'm not missing your comments, man, because I'll just drag the notes away, so that should make things a bit easier. Sorry about that. Yay, that lets me do the window, and hopefully that'll let me do the chat as well. Guys, I will totally streamline all of this. This will all be streamlined one day when... Oh, yeah, there you go. There you are. Sinjub, fantastic. Taking screen captures and everything. Awesome. But thank you for that, Sinjub. That is really fascinating. I cannot wait to see what that pans out to be. I am a lie. Thank you, Sinjub. Awesome. So we'll crack on with this analysis here. Sinjub, let me know what you thought so far of the, you know, I mean, you can follow along with another tab. I just, if I could, I would do the whole OBS thing of the, I just can't. I can't do it. Maybe I'll get some technical support at some point from someone. But yeah, if you're on another tab at 1 minute and 11, you can follow along. And it will be in the eventual episode. Obviously, I'm going to edit that in. But for these live recordings, it's very, very tough at this stage for me, just technologically. But yeah, at 1:11, there's the Triskelion with the ravens. So again, running away from ravens or running with ravens. It's a cool little touch there. This is getting super granular, but still worth it. Now we have a BT pursuing... Sam, and it is moving apace. And I think I've posted it on the Death Stranding podcast Instagram that what a BT actually looks like, which is, I think we can put ourselves at the maybe 70% chance that that is actually what a BTs are. These big kind of masses of tentacles with hands on the ends makes perfect sense if you think about it. So that is really cool. I'm looking forward to, seeing what we're going to be, what that'll turn out to be with those creatures. Very, very interesting. So this is really cool, folks. Thank you for bearing with as I sort of continue to, So if I zoom out on one, wow, that's not helpful at all. Oh dear. So if I zoom out on one tab on Chrome, I might have to open it in Safari or something. Okay, time to open this in Safari. Sorry, folks. Safari. Editing is fun. I'm going to be doing lots of editing with this. So much editing. Good times. Excellent. So now there's completely different tabs, so there should be no disruption whatsoever. And this will become very, very streamlined, so... Too easy. Good to see you in the chat again, St. Job. Sorry, I will reply to you to let you know that you're all good. Sign in. I'm going to sign in as well. Here we go. And then once I've signed in, we will continue because then I can just say hi to the people in the chat. And also fun as well. All of this will be streamlined. It'll be much, much nicer, folks. So thank you for bearing with me as I set up this new era for Death Stranding podcast. Really appreciate it. And you guys get to literally be behind the scenes, you know, as all the things are happening. There we go. Thank you, Sanjub. Excellent. And I can reply to that, can't I? Can I? Please. Yes, in the chat now. Yay. Thanks so much, St. Jew, for joining. Excellent. Let's crack on. Awesome. So fantastic. Editing, screen captures. It's going to be easy. It's going to be fun. Okay. Let's continue. So let's zoom in, actually, because we have the ability to zoom in. Yes. Again, incredibly beautifully rendered environments. Really, really awesome. And I am that kind of person. You're definitely in that show, in the show where people really enjoy looking at granular details. Interestingly, I've noticed that his, right here, we've got something, it could be, the stored away. It's like his version is the hazard palm, as we've been calling it. We still don't have a name. Please chime in if people know that we have a name for this actual for this device here. I'm just going to keep calling it as hazard palm for now. But there you go. Let's continue. Let's pause there. Amazing. Again, these there's a chance that these are actually dynamically created. But look at this amazing detail here. So cool to see. The details of like the deformation. Again, this is all particle. I was telling Ray this the other day. It's like the amount of crunch really that this guy has put himself and his team through. I'm sure willingly because they all sort of rallied together, and you don't hear anything so far, at least out of Kojima Productions about, the crunch culture or anything. But yeah, in the span of 4 to 5 years, 2015 leading up to 2019, he process a lot of personal happenings going on with Kojima and possibly some family stuff, possibly some stuff with his own identity and stuff. That's just me speculating. And then connected with friends, came together, started an office, literally buying the chairs and everything, created the engine. And like for a team to be putting this stuff together is incredible. So yeah, Hazard Palm looks, am I right? Doesn't it? It just works. I love the name Hazard Palm. So thank you, Sinjub. Sinjub has a question for us. So I'm actually, Sinjub, I'm putting you in the show. So you're officially going to be the first screen captured person. So I'm cutting to it right now. Sinjub the Eradicator says, have you noticed that Die Hard Man has Ludens written on his mask? That to me was fascinating. I feel like that mascot has a hidden role. I completely agree, my friend. I really do. So there we are. So what is that about, and what is that going to be about? We actually talked about that at the top of the show because he was voted the number one in the plot, sorry, in the poll. So yay, that's fantastic. There you go. Historical first person, St. Joe. Good to have you in the chat, my friend. Glad the email worked. One of my many emails that I sent. I'm glad that worked. With him, I think that... let's see, the mask. Yeah, like Ludens on the mask. Okay, so you're talking about that. All right, here we go. You ready? It's the idea that at some point, Sinju, and I'm addressing you, and I'm addressing everyone tuning in, listening, at some point, the world, very similar to Horizon Zero Dawn, there's a bit of speculation about the lunar activities and like what are we going to do, and there's some speculation about going to the moon with that game, the sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn. At some point, I'm sure this would happen with our world. It's a very, very realistic thing to expect, is if something got so bad with our world, the emergency place that people would want to just move everything to, it doesn't matter. Let's figure out all the atmospherics, all the technology, all the oxygen, all that stuff. Let's figure it out as we go. What's closest to us that has proven to not be crazily volcanically terrible or whatever, it's the moon. So I think that we're going to be definitely going to the moon with Death Stranding. We have a reference to that at the end of the trailer. And what I believe is that suit, that is the Ludens suit, is that's Norman in there. And it's 1,000% going to be Norman in there. Because Norman, as we know, is Kojima. And Kojima represents himself in his trailers, has represented himself in his trailers, either unconsciously or not, as being the carrying the baby of Metal Gear, the baby disappearing. He may deny it, but as an analyst and someone who's respectful of his word and everything, I will always keep a window open, a little door open of viability of Death Stranding being this big, cathartic, extremely healthy, psychologically healthy, like metaphor and repository for his pain, for everything he's experienced. So, and he's always talked about going beyond the known and beyond into outer space, and the moon represents that. So I believe that, one of the, contingents, Amelie's contingents was like, if we can't fix the world, we need to be able to have something like related to the moon. So I wonder if Tommy L. Jenkins' character was one of the Ludens that was selected for like a moon mission. That was like an idea of, it was one of the possible things to do about this, the invasion of the BTs. So he and that mask, he may have been scarred by whatever happened on the moon, and maybe he got attacked on the moon or something. So there's some theories for you there, Sinjub, and hopefully you can have some fun speculating on that. So awesome. So let's crack on with this one here. We're only at 13 seconds and we are going, in our own pace. But there he goes, Akira style, vanishes. He's got his trusty boots. If we zoom in, it's really fantastic to see these saddlebags, which makes me want to ride bikes again. I should really get onto Days Gone, definitely. Thank you, Sinjub. He's mentioned, so this is Sinjub in the comments. He, she, or they, I'm not sure. I'm just sort of say he, she, or they. Says, I agree 100%, especially because Ludens suits is EVA, which is the same technology astronauts use. Exactly. So there's a link right there. And I think Kojima has, he denied it early on about them there being a connection, but there's no denying now. Like, cat's out of the bag. The Ludens astronaut is out of the space pod. Let's put it that way, with that different way of phrasing it. So 1,000% we're going to see the Ludens suit, or we're going to see allusions to Ludens at least directly with the creativity suit and stuff. So I think that may be that come later in the game. So we've seen, again, just with trailers, it's just a tradition to not play all your cards straight away. So that's what I think is happening, is we're going to see some moon stuff happening later in the game, some interdimensional stuff, some quantum stuff, some the third act of Interstellar, some of that stuff we're going to see definitely in Death Stranding. So in Death Stranding's third act, and he motors off away from this amazing moss. Amazing. See, if there was any kind of tiny little granular Easter eggs, we would have been able to spot them. On the grass, like in the grass, you know, like or little messages. I remember people. I remember shout out if for anyone tuning in or who remembers when we were looking at the indentations of the awning of trailer two to be able to tell if there were any hidden messages. So that's how granular people got. I'm sure it's going to be the case here. We're certainly going to be a foremost like a source of that, if not the foremost source of super granular detail, and we can proudly wear that. A lot of people might tune out of it, but here we go. So we have caution. And we have do not enter. Caution, do not enter is on the edges of that. So as I speculated in the lead up, if you've seen the reaction, I'll be posting the reaction clip actually tonight, as well as this episode as its own video, because that was unreal. So that people can kind of go straight to that sort of trailer reaction. So at 9 minute long trailer reaction attached to that 4 minute long, sorry, that 4 hour long live stream. But as I speculated in that, we have moved underground. I don't see any particular. I wonder if people zoomed in and maybe compared the patterns of this circle shape here to potentially the Ludens suit, whether or not there could be some. I would have to bring them up. Let's do this. Kojima Productions symbol. It's great because I'm like, oh, someone should do this. Is like, I can do this right now. Kojima Productions symbol. So with the power of editing, I can also present it to all of you nice and streamlined, which is better for everyone. 48 minutes into recording for a 30-minute show or 35 plus minute show. So good times. Now, do we see any link ups of patterns here? Flick, 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 flick. I'm flicking between the images to people listening. It looked as though there would be, but nothing immediately obvious. I don't see any particular indentations that have a similar look to them. So that's okay, but it was still worthwhile doing. So that sort of we're at 1 minute and 18 seconds here. So okay, so we have a comment from Saint Jupe, who says, "I noticed the song playing in the newest trailer at the end when Mads is coming out of the oil slash blood is the same melody from trailer two but slower." And I noticed it kind of matches the song he sings. I see, that's right. Yes, the melody, and also if I may say that the melody at the very end, Saint Jupe, and I want to see your reaction to this in the chat. The little whistle that's playing at the very end, I'm sure you noticed it, is the day is ending. Let that yawn out. There's no pretending. So those da 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 that actually plays at the very end, those three little four notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exactly. So and he's always, you know, Mads's character is always accompanied by four other soldiers. So there, number four symbolism there. Figured out that I'd mention that, so but we're quite a while away from that particular part of the trailer because we're going super granular on this, having a fun old time. So going down underground, and the little shout out to Hellboy there, because you know Guillermo with the Hellboy elevator, if people remember that, developed by Kojima Productions. We are at now 1 minute and 21. Okie dokie, and I wonder if I should call this episode the second minute. Actually, I saw. I mean, I'm referring to it now because there's stuff to look at later. But I saw when I zoomed in, you'll actually see it on the thumbnail. The temporary thumbnail of this live stream is the. There's more equations that we can see, and it actually has it labeled there. In you can see Dirac equation, Schwarzschild radius. So very, very interesting. So let's see what we're seeing. He's doing up his necklace, and just everything seems as it was before. Noticing all the. I don't know if there's anything to do with shaved arms being a thing, because he's definitely doesn't have shaved arms normally, so that could just be a modeling thing, or it could be a hair loss thing to do related to his condition of having the extinction factor. Could be cool detailing and textures on his coat, and that's about as much as can be said about that particular scene. And we crack on. Let's get some water, folks. Get some water. Okay, pausing here. Now this is has to be a reference, my friends, to subtle little reference, you know, big white background, but with the sort of orange slash red spacesuit. That's a 2001 Space Odyssey reference right there. Let's zoom in on that. Radio. So it must be looks like a suit that can. I mean, it looks like the could possibly be a character creation. Not no, sorry, like a suit selection area where in tune with the fact that we're going to see just you know. entirely in-world HUD elements to aid in immersion. We may ourselves physically go underground and have that be a safe hub, which I love. Like, hub areas are like one of my minutiae that I love, just not even just about games, about life. I love just a safe area where you can just rest before you go back out into the hazardous place. And it was my most excited thing I was most excited about with Days Gone, is having all the safe houses there. So I'm going to bring up a picture of 2001 A Space Odyssey final scene. 2001 Space Odyssey final scene. I really need to spell better. St. Jupe says, I love that melody. It's totally Mads' theme. It kind of gives him a tragic element to his character. His relationship with the baby is one of my most anticipated arcs. St. Jupe completely agreed, and you officially have to be in every chat, because in every episode, and make sure you don't miss, because you get an honorary mention for being right here with us, and I really, really appreciate it, man. So you're getting all the love on the actual recorded show. There's going to be plenty of love for St. Jupe in the final edited show. So there's the ending of the 2001 A Space Odyssey here. And let us crack on with that. Again, one great thing about this Stranding podcast is that I myself am finding this, like, it's just, I'm letting you into my own sort of process of researching and cross-comparing. So let's do this. So, yes, my friend. So good to see you in the comments. Rightio. So that's him as an old man, the protagonist, Dave. And just tell me, folks, if you don't think that this is completely connected to, I mean, they're siblings as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, so let's actually see if I can put the... right there. Excellent. And there's the child there, you know. And it's so cool that we see the hospital scene there. The star child, here she comes, or here they come right now. But obviously, it's going to zoom out now. Everyone's seen. I'm not sure if everyone's seen it, but 2001: A Space Odyssey. Hopefully, you clicked away in time if you hadn't seen it yet, and you didn't want to be spoiled. But that is awesome. And just because we need to awesomely move forward, there you go. There you are, the Star Child itself. Absolutely beautiful reference right there. Fantastic. I'm talking more about the scene where you can actually see David in the suit. David in space suit, 2001 Space Odyssey. And you can see him when he's walking through. So there you are. Fantastic. So a little bit of a tribute there to his suit. We can see it right here. Right there. I'll bring the two up next to each other. Scrolling through, you can see the similarity. There it is right there. Same color. Loving it. Amazing. Cool little reference. There you go. There's a very clear shot there of the color. Beautiful little tribute. Big fan of it. Fantastic. So, Path, performed by Apocalyptica from the album Cult Mercury / Universal. Great choice of music, I think, because because of, it's like Kojima on his own path. He's taken to the path. He's on his own path, and we are on a path towards release. There you go. So great symbolism there. And we know the path now. We are not lost anymore. We're not stranded anymore. Not that I ever felt that way, but some people certainly felt stranded. They felt not abandoned, but they felt stranded away from it, connected, but yet stranded. But now there's a path towards release. And from the album Cult, I don't know if Death Stranding is destined to be like a cult classic, but I certainly think that it's, Kojima does the magical thing, which is what Guillermo does, which he makes pop culture cult movies, pop culture movies, you know, because they have this cult sensibility to them, but they also reach a wider audience. So I'm just loving so much on this industrial design. As I mentioned on a post on the Kojima subreddit, which I mod over, that Death Stranding has turned me into like an aesthete fetishist for like amazing industrial design for like straps and like really like industrially powerful like gloves and stuff. And it's like this new thing, which, you know, we had some of that militaristic stuff with Metal Gear Solid, but with him being basically like blue collar hero, it's just made me like look at like work boots and like work pants and stuff like that. So St. Jupe says, I agree, the music was a nice change, definitely got me hyped. Fantastic. So let's press on. 1 minute and 27. And he's turning his, do we have some words here? No, there's a barcode, my friend. So make of that what you will. But we have a barcode as part of the, the handcuffs, which we still don't know the clear purpose of. We don't see them being connected to, he may be possibly doing it to, you know, what people do is they keep to protect the case. So they have the handcuff attached to the case, and he's also someone who carries cases as a courier, so that might be connected to that. Oh, we have some writing here. And it's probably not any real kind of doesn't say made in China, of course not. But, okay, no, then the blink happened. So, but I couldn't really see. I mean, we could go to 4K. Let's try and do that. Are you up for that, folks? For a glove? This is what we do here. That's what we do. We're going to go 4K. We're going to look at this damn glove. We're going to zoom in. That's what we're made of. We are those who zoom. We are those who play. And if my laptop struggles too much, we may have to go back. But looks like we'll be fine. Okay. Here we go. Securing. And there we are. So let's zoom in. Regulate, tape, attach, STDK, NDQ. Nope, it's all just gibberish. But we did our best, folks. We did our best. And now the blink happens and we're back. So let's continue. 1 minute and 29. Cool little details. You gotta watch out for this cool stuff. All right, cool boots. I've been wanting these boots all the time. I hope they release them. That'll be really awesome. Setting down on his path. There you go. Here we go. I'm going to send it. There you go. That's the video I'm looking at. And that should have copy URL at current time. There you go, St. Jupe. So everyone watching can watch along with me because I hate OBS and I'm protesting OBS because I think we should have something just way, way easier to use. Nothing that's like, and not even paid either. So I don't like that you just can't grab, just intuitively like drag, da da da. Go live, boom, 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 go live. So that's what I would love for it to be. Awesome. We need to wrap this up because we're almost at an hour of recording, and this is going to be definitely not an hour long show. I love this. I am the biggest fan of this particular shot. It makes me extremely happy. And United Cities of America, and we see a little bit into this amazing. I love this bike so much. Big fan of the bike. And that is interesting because it looks like it's this thing that maybe scans. It's this circular object, which we don't know. Very sci-fi looking. Sam's there just getting ready. Wonder what, I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this particular thing here. It looks like it might be a radio of some kind. Because he does carry all his in-game equipment with him. So if we have a radio, that a short frequency or something, looks like a repository for something. It could be really cool. Awesome. Thank you so much, St. Jupe. And yes, there we see again, the Ravan is the symbol and his bike. It looks upgraded. It looks like we can change colors. Color changing for the bike confirmed, my friends, right here. Okay, so as you get the upgrade, I'm presuming you start with that gray outfit. We all know that this blue outfit is much, much cooler. I believe that. Love the colors, love the Scandinavian colors. I mean, I'm going to say Netherlands. The color scheme is really cool. So let's keep on going. See what we can see. And this thing is, yeah, that may have been like a, maybe just something to paint the decals of the bike. But otherwise that scanning thing is very interesting. I suspect it might have something to do with scanning, like almost scanning to see whether or not his like extension factor has been like exacerbated. So there you go. And we transition again to, again, it's like me the game. It totally proves that this is me the game. Giant walks. I went on a giant walk yesterday. It was magnificent. Across Canberra really lends itself to that. Fantastic. And so he's trudging through. We see his equipment. We see Oh, actually, system preferences. I was coming close to enabling even more Zoom. Yes, even more Zoom. Zoom. There we go, accessibility, because it lets me like hold down space and stuff. Zoom, here we go. Use keyboard shortcut to zoom. Okay. Scroll gesture with modifier keys to zoom. Control. Yes, here we go, folks. Ooh, we're about to get to some fun times. Okay, so this is capturing the entire screen. We're gonna zoom, super zoom and enhance, folks. Super zoom and enhance. Will it? Oh, settings. I just enabled it, yo. Literally just enabled it, so I don't know why that's not working. Oh, control. I was using the wrong one. Sorry. My bad. Okay, here we go, folks. Ready? Super zoom times. Look at this texture. I know we're not looking at much, but it's just really cool to be able to zoom this much. And I might get the 4K one lined up for the subsequent minutes. Very, very cool. Big fan. And now let's zoom back out on YouTube as well and continue. Love the Dreamcatcher. Big fan. And we see, I think, maybe the beginnings of a circumzenithal arc, which is the upside down rainbow, and which people have speculated. Oh, actually, let me move this. And which people have speculated is the result of timefall. So having those upside down. The shrug gets its own dedicated segment. Love it. Absolutely love. This is such a quintessential Death Stranding thing. Ready? Booyah! And anyone who's, and then he's also got her servo pants there. Really interesting there. I really like the fact that we're definitely going to be upgrading, folks. So upgrading pretty much confirmed. St. Jube chimes in and says, love that idea. Maybe we can customize stickers for it like emblems in Metal Gear Solid 4. Sorry, 5. Absolutely agreed, St. Jube, on that. Now, this is one of my favorite shots here. And let's go even further. Love this. Bridges, everything. We've got bridges for everything. So cool. Bridges issued everything. Excellent. Excellent. Terrific. Timestamp. Oh, yeah. So right now, my friend, we are at 1:39. So I'm going to send it to you now. Sanjub, if you know anything that could like ameliorate this hatred of OBS that I have, that would be awesome. But you have, there's no pressure on you to do anything. Here you go. I'm sending it to you in the chat right now. 1:39. So let us continue, my friends. Yeah, it's completely dilapidated. Yongye looked at this K5. There's nothing much to be seen here apart from, I mean, recognizable landmarks. That'll be one thing for the community to do if they find anything landmark related. Although the idea is that he's pushing west from Washington. So that really fits there. And Kojima talked to, Yong talked about this. I'm going to zoom in for you all right there. But that is actually a map of the USA. And that little glowing dot is Washington, D.C. And the idea is, yeah, you're pushing out west. So got to go back because we need to talk about this. Need to talk about, yeah, it does look like a dam behind it. Yeah, interesting. I mean, I'll have to check it out again, but I trust you, my friend. So there we are. So I'm really loving the snow, by the way, but like, yeah, there we are. So the floating is very interesting. He's got another thing around his neck. He's got a second necklace. I wonder what that's about. Not sure if people have pointed that out. And he's already died a few times. You can tell from his palm prints there. And could this mean that these don't have the equations on them yet? I wonder, because I don't know if they have them on both sides, but it certainly looks like they don't have them on them yet. So I wonder if the chat wants to have fun with speculating on what it could mean. The fact that that there's no equations on them yet. I wonder if that happens later in the story and he's able to. Another thing I'll say is, Troy Baker's character later, he has, instead of eyebrows, he has equations like Dirac equation and stuff. And you'll see on that close-up when we get to that minute. But I wonder if there's some connection there. I wonder if Higgs has something to do with adding those equations to the necklace, or they could just be on the other side and we just can't see them from this angle. So. But it looks like definitely that he's got this ability to levitate the stuff, which I'll be honest. Like, I love making connections, but I'm pretty nonplussed. I mean, not nonplussed, but I'm pretty baffled by his ability to levitate. So true. Maybe he helps them to go to the other side. Very good point. Very good point, St. Jube. So very interested in whether or not that'll pan out that way. So shout out to St. Jube as well. given some love to him on the show itself. Now, I don't know if people looked at this, but it looks like he has, he's covered in snow, but this also looks like a new outfit as well. We look at, he's got obviously the patterns showing, but it looks like some snow-like patterns on this outfit as well. So it's different. And we see a mustache here. So if you zoom in, I'm going to zoom in as much as I can, right there, like a mustache. Although it obviously is still him, but it'd be interesting that if we didn't pick up on... and is that the hazard palm is my question. No, that's just an angle there. So setting the timestamp again now, 1 minute and 46. And we're going extremely slow, so it's very, very hard to miss on anything because all you have to be doing is bring up the official 4K trailer on Kojima Productions and go at the speed, you know, to be able to spot. So 1 minute and 46, we're almost at just 10 seconds left for this episode, and then we'll crack on to the wrap up the end of the show. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. To reconnect a fractured society. So I'm going to be putting all of these together to see what the whole script says because it's very segmented and fractured, speaking of fractures. Okay, so let us look, my friends, at this brand new setup here. Again, the difference in equipment is amazing, and it definitely shows that we're going to be having different setups here. So yeah, it looks like a new suit. And Sinjuba is another thing. If you go to, I think we're at 148, 149, we have the one ladder here. We have another separate thing he's kind of holding to his side. We have his boots, his trusty boots, as always. And then if we zoom in even further, we're going to go using control, hopefully letting us zoom in. Yes. Now he has this, the stitching. Why has this game turned me into this massive lover of like industrial design? Oh my goodness. So it looks like maybe a backup battery or something. Tampered, void of tampered is all there. And what he's about to fetch is the ladder, because that comes up on the HUD there. Excellent. I love that there's the X symbol on equip. Now this here, I believe that's some people, like Yong was speculating whether or not that's the rope. It looks like the rope to me. This just looks like the spike for the rope. And that looks like another icon, which we still can't see. Fireplace, this could look like. It may potentially be the ability to light a fire. So that is interesting because I see him standing over something that looks like a fire of some kind. So very subtle right there in the HUD. People may not have noticed. So if you zoom in enough, people tuning in. So, and it says obviously ladder, got number one there. Ladder, a portable ladder that folds out to a length of 10 meters. It can be used to climb slopes and cross rivers. Hold L2 to put the ladder on standby and hold R2 to place it in position. I love that the weapon itself has a different color, because that shows that it's like aggressive and the other ones are blue. So, and I love also the design in the HUD is that when you select something, a strand goes out to it, which is really cool. Equipped, fantastic. So I'm gonna do that one more time to see if between animations we can see anything. Oh, we certainly can. And I'm gonna show you guys here again. Going back 5 seconds, I should be able to spot it. I'll catch it this time. I don't have like a crazy frame by frame editor. However, I'm pretty good. Oh, there we are. Now there you are, my friends. That looks like a peeing baby. That looks like a peeing baby, my friends. So I don't know what that's about. That's fantastic. So do you have to let the? I'm not kidding. Zoom in on that top right icon. It flashes for a very brief moment, and you'll be seeing this in the edited show, obviously later. But there's an icon for a peeing baby right there. I know that sounds ridiculous, and I'm going to check the chat now. But it vanishes straight away, and I'm going to stay zoomed in on that. And there you go. Fantastic. So he does that. The ladder extends. And what have we got here? Back. This cool little symbol here. Cool little signs that we're seeing here. Equipped. Very cool font that I really love. It's very kind of geometric. Very cool font. Could be an option to take a break, that's true. Senjubi, let me know if people have pointed it out before, because I'm going in very, very, like, very granular with this. So, and if not, Senjubi, feel free to, if you could, Senjubi, that would be amazing, if you could zoom in on that, take a screen capture, and post that to the Death Stranding subreddit and mention that you saw it on a Death Stranding podcast. That would be cool to get a few people onto the show. And pressing play, we have the last 10 seconds, folks. Here we go. portable ladder. Here we go. It's selected. Now, notice how it already started going out. So we'll go back very briefly, and then we'll just continue uninterrupted. Also, Kojima mentioned on Twitter that that mountain is a real mountain, and you can go there, and it is one for one what that mountain is. So I love this. So he goes, and now we have to go very, 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 like this little glitching here. We want to look at as much as we can of the glitching, because there's a little bit of information there. I want to go as far deep as we can. I really love the HUD, although it's very likely that the HUD will receive an update in the meantime. So let's go again. Effect. Order confirmed. We have this here. Satanic function. Satanic function, it looks like the letter. It appears very briefly. Bridges, firearms, control, makeup, wizard. Initiate, okay. So these are very tiny little pieces of text that appear extremely briefly. Order confirmed. So there's very, very brief little information. Didn't spot anything else, but and then unequipped there. So it's very, very cool to see. Thank you, Sanjib, for that. So he selects the ladder, and as soon as he selects the ladder, this is what I love, is the responsiveness. You know, he has his real world aspect that he likes to reflect the real world in the accuracy of the characters, but Kojima is 1,000%. He loves gaming so much, and he dedicates his efforts as well as to the narrative, to the story, to the themes, to the cinematography. He knows gaming. He's like, I want to click and I want it to be responsive. So there is this inhumanly fast reaction times, inhumanly fast precision of adding things back into like pockets and stuff. So that's a very video gamey thing. Some people have experimented with not clipping. He doesn't mind that. He doesn't clip as badly as some people do. And even Hidetaka Miyazaki himself would admit that like some of his clipping with Bloodborne and Dark Souls is pretty egregious. It's part of the design of the game and the priorities of the game, so I'm not comparing them. But yeah, with this, there's that snap. I call it like that animation snap. It's like, it doesn't take you too far out because there's so much like visually, like photoreal. There's the in-universe HUD, which will also keep you immersed. But when you see like, you know, he's going to grab out this, I think he's already grabbed it out. It disappears, basically vanishes. It's on the side now. It used to be actually in this pack here. You'll see, I'm going to zoom in here. So it used to be right up above here, but it disappeared from the top of the pack, right? And now that's joining him there. So, and as in he's holding it now. So right there. And he's about to set that forward. He's gonna walk forward a bit. I like that he seems not to have his hair up. So it looks like you're the ladder. It looks like you have an expenditure of ladders, whether you can use them over and over again. So it looks like you have a limited number of them. That's what I saw there. Very interesting. Lays that down. Really cool dream come true kind of scenario. I think that's very awesome. And there's a beautiful little blue shimmer as soon as it goes up. And I love these pegs here. Big fan of these pegs. They kind of stick in there and keep the thing stable. So I'd love to see the engineers have a field day at like, how does this thing actually work? It's very likely that it couldn't work. And I'm sure there's going to be some people. Just saw he has his necklace next to the dream catcher when using the anchor. Oh, good pickup, my friend. When using the anchor. I mean, I see it here. I'm zooming in here at 1 minute and 56. But Sanjub, definitely, if you want to post that to Kojima, reddit.com/r/Kojima, where I mod over at, I'd love to see that. So please do that. And I'm sure isn't that riding on the bottom of the boots. But no, that's fine. And grab, and he's going. He's off. He's off to the races. Bridges. And that's his cargo there, which it looks like it's this protected kind of cargo. Again, there's this, for anyone who like has this like industrial designer files, which this has made me into, it's going to be a feast for those kinds of people there. So zooming in on the 4K going, I'm sure there could be a higher resolution for this, but zooming in as far as possible. And looks like nothing to be noticed right there. No subtle changes. And he's just going very, very carefully. Because, again, his thing is expedience. He needs to move as fast as possible. So 1 minute 58, 1 minute 59. And back to it. Let's go zoom back in on this little HUD effect. And it says, speaking of the word effect, there it is right there. Let's continue, folks. Zooming in. Here we go. Pause. Right there. Makeup wizard, same stuff. And it looks like same kind of stuff. But we do have another item there. I believe that's another item. So we have the rope, we have the ladder, and then we have this thing, and this thing here, which we do not know what that is either. So very, very curious to see what that is. Could be a grenade of some kind. And then we see this thing, which could be some kind of propellant, maybe. Just wondering what that might be, like a pneumatic thing. I wonder if there's some kind of like expandable trampoline or something. Very curious, but you're seeing it all here. Me zooming in there. So very curious. So as we come to 1 minute 59, closing this thing out, he chooses the climbing anchor. It says a pole that is driven into the ground. It allows for the ascent and descent of steep slopes and cliffs. The maximum length of ropes attached to anchors is 30 meters. Hold R2 to put the anchor on standby and R2 to place it in position. So there you go. Fantastic. Equipped right there. And that brings us to 2 minutes, folks. We're done. A beautiful granular examination. I got like over five things that I picked up from that close viewing of that second minute of the trailer. That was really worthwhile, and I sure definitely had a whole bunch of fun with that. So I hope you had fun with that. Great way to kind of chronicle me seeing it for the first time, share it with you all. Great, this great dual thing of what Death Stranding podcast is, which is a chronicle for me, a way to just sort of share this exploration process, and also as an accountability thing, it also helps. I mean, I have this impetus that I'd be doing this even if podcasts didn't exist, I'd have to be diving into, but it so happens that I'm able to combine it in this wonderful way where, as is the theme of the game, connecting is important, and it's great to connect with all of you out there. So Sinjub again, MVP of the chat for this episode. Fantastic, folks. Well, that almost brings us to the end, and I think that covers. So we're going to cover a little bit of how do we have enough info this week's. All right, folks. Well, that let me take it again. You guys are all part of this. Let's go. We're recording together. Okay, it's going to be all edited, but you guys get to see how the sausage is made. Okay, and be a part of the sausage being made. Cool. All right, folks. Here we go. And that brings us to the end of this week's analysis. And without further ado, let's crack on to this week's discussion. So we're going to have a very brief discussion because we have to wrap things up. We spent a lot of time on that analysis. But basically, the topic of today's discussion, or this week's discussion, is do we now have enough information to know what Death Stranding is actually about and what it'll actually be? So I'll kick things off. I personally think that we have more than enough at this point to be able to know what kind of game this is going to be. The only thing that I don't think we have seen, or that we haven't seen yet, is the aspect of involving the real world, which is very, very interesting. So I'm very, very keen to see what that ends up being. And I want to hear, definitely. Oh, you're very welcome. St. Jube, thanks for having me. You are a legend. So you're getting a screen cap. You're going to be in this thing. It's going to be fantastic, man. You're going to be all over this place. St. Jube, the legend who joined in for that show. And anyone watching this later, be like St. Jube. Join in the show next week. It's going to be a fun time. Jen Jube, if you're in the chat right now, if you're still there, can you believe that we're going to have this much amazing time leading up to, with like the release there? Like, Kojima has stood behind that release date. They're entering production hell, as they call it, Hades. He said it on Twitter. And we're going to show them lots of love. They don't have to rush. I'm even happy if they push it back. Obviously, you know, like they need to do what needs to be done. But what a great thing that we have this forum for being able to all jump in together, look at these trailers, slow things down, and really enrich ourselves by diving into tangentially related subject matter. It's going to be fantastic. So good to have you, my friend. So good to have you. And we got a whole like 6 months. That's a gift of 6 months of, and there's even going to be new reveals, I'm sure, probably teasers and stuff. You know, it's got the full marketing power of PlayStation. We may not even be able to see enough. Great release date, exactly. We may not even be able to have time to be this granular because we might have stuff. And obviously, that's why at the start of every episode of Death Stranding podcast, it starts with the news. So we'll go there. We'll start that first. So excellent. Okay, so there you go. Do we have enough? That's good for me. At the moment, I think, you know, with later episodes, when I throw it to the discussion, we're going to have a more backwards and forth with the chat and stuff, which will be really good. But in the meantime, I think that sort of does it for this week's discussion. And let us go into the show wrap up. And there's going to be music here, by the way, as I'm sure you know. And eventually I'll be able to play can I do that? I think I can. I can mute myself. Mute myself on Safari. I'm muted, which I should always mute. And then I'm going to play a little bit of this as like a mock transition. Here we go. Playing. Oh, actually, no. Don't want to go 24 speed. Don't want that. Oh, God. I hope I wasn't. I'm so worried now that I was like playing that sound. Oh, gosh. Let's crack on. Okay. Here we go. Good to see you, Sinjub. And what are we doing? We're going to go speed, playback speed. We're going to go normal. Excellent. Transition sound. I believe in you. I believe in you, YouTube. I know. I know. It's a lot. It's a lot to ask for me to ask. Anyway, transition sound. Inserting transition sound. Here we go. Okay, 3, 2, 1. And that is it for this episode, everyone. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a like or clicking the bell on YouTube, writing a review on Apple Podcasts, which really helps the show get more visibility, or subscribing to or sharing the podcast on any of the platforms. It would help us out immensely. It may be a small gesture on your hand. It may be a small gesture of your hand on your device or computer, but to the show, it really makes all the difference. Take care, everyone, and until next time, tomorrow is in your hands.
Humans aren't made for living alone. They're supposed to come together, to help one another. And if we as a people can't do that, if we can't reconnect, that's what we need right now. Not to stand apart, but to come together.
I'll show you the real thing soon. I promise. The whole wide world will be yours to explore. You'll be able to go wherever you want. Even the moon.